Okay, first of all, because the time is running, welcome
you with esteem and appreciation on this conference. Telecare practically is ahead of a revolution, which is something similar like what the Industrial Revolution was in the Western countries 200 years ago. How this will occur, nobody knows that, but it will occur, that's sure. The project I will present here is a kind of project in Hungary, which is the result of a cooperation of a quite motivated team consisting of people who are involved in quite deeply in healthcare, international marketing, and also research and development of human behavior and medical sciences. There are three topics what I will talk about today. Look, this smart small fellow, he's watching us very careful what we are doing here to care ourselves in the next decades. First of all, we need to move on, no doubt, because there is a history of this kind of projects in Europe. More than 40 telecare projects has been done by the European Union. Around about another 20 pilots was finished with roughly 42,000 end users all around the world to give enough information for evaluation of these kind of telecare projects. All of them has a positive and some negative barriers, positive results and negative barriers. The positive was practically that everybody was happy. Everybody had a benefit out of these kind of remote telecare solutions. But the barriers, just like lack of security, privacy, lack of transparency of services, then lack of hardware identification or the service identification, had a border to let's say, distribute this kind of services. So this will be the first, why we have to move on. The second one, I wish to share some details about the technology, machine-to-machine technology, how it can help us in this particular job to do. And then we will have some details about the kind of solution here. So, aging society, this is our topic today. Sorry for this little bit fading chart, but the most important information we can see here. So, on the line here, we can see the years, the next decades. And here we can see, you know, the categories of the age of the people. We can see here a rather interesting area, where we can find that in 2015, practically the people living above 80 are practically nearly and double the number of the other aging groups. So there will be a dramatic increase. Just to understand the numbers, so if we calculate today that we have a 17% of people living above 65, so we are now talking about, in Europe, 85 million people, which will be escalating to 110 or even 125 million. So that's what we are talking about here. So to collect data on a safe way about these lot of people, it's quite a challenging job. So but what kind of data should we collect if we are talking about the healthcare of elderly people? So there is a group of the illness called cardiovascular diseases, which is mostly influence the life quality and the life behavior or life of the elderly people. So there we have a lot of data to analyze. And why? So CVD cause, so cardiovascular disease, cause a lot of, how can I say, mortal event. And we can reach a quite good result if we, let's say, monitor these people quite continuously on a regular way, so we can reduce the mortality and reduce a lot of other events. But if we go into this area more precisely, so we have to collect data, something like blood pressure, cholesterol, high body mass index, or physical activity. This kind of information will show us some kind of good ability to monitor and control the drug adherence or drug intake of these people. And we have the ability to interact and communicate with them too. So let's go deeper in the subject. If we want to, let's say, collect the information out of this group, so we have to have a simple and easy service to collect and evaluate these data in the same time, on a daily basis, anytime and anywhere. To be clear about the health and physical condition of an elderly couple in the household, for example. So the solution should optimize the number of their visit at the doctor or care provider visiting them, should give enough evidence based drug management and drug adherence for them, should give evidence-based physical activity management for them. So finally, we arrive at a kind of structure. What is important in the remote monitoring? So real-time medical data, clinically validated medical instruments, plug-in safe mobile fleet structured telecommunication service, then a privately coded and privately secured encrypted data management, and a kind of model for operation, and also a kind of full responsible customer relation management for the end users. Also, a very important issue is to be geographically borderless, a facility to expand it immediately. So how to do that job? Let's see the machine-to-machine IT concept, which is a real Internet of Things. So you can see that the devices, location, application group, service sectors are quite precisely pointed out in this chart. Here we are actually in the, let's say, in between of these two red lines, where we can find, you know, the drug intake management and also pumps and monitors and telemedical instruments. The M2M, machine-to-machine solution, gives us the possibility to handle and control the information, the data coming out from these kind of devices in a fleet structure, in a 7, 24, 365 service base level. So that was the big picture, and this is the smaller one. So if we see, if you look at this particular chart, we can see here the IT devices, which has a connectivity via the, let's say, a data concentrator, data communicator toward to the big network of the telco companies. And the coming out result is the access of the, let's say, various applications toward the system. So we had the choice to... The choice we had is to collect the information on that A point and to forward it with a responsible tooling to the point B. Nothing else. So no brain surgery, no big fuss, just to collect the data and to forward it precisely to this point B. When we provided the data on the B point, we had to share this data, which is done by the registration of the end user and based on the license of the end users toward to the other user of the data. So we need these validated sensors, the product, it's data communicator product, and then the various application. So this is something about the security. If we go into the security, which is quite a topic here, so we see that there are a lot of firewalls protecting the system, VPN generator, and also the lot of looping back systems, which are practically preventing the data stream from interactions and so on. Also, a very important issue that this particular service should have a kind of workflow management. Here you see a simple chart for the, let's say, the retail purchase of the product and the service up to the very end of the use of the service. So the end user is registering himself in the data stream, and he matches the recorded data with their master data. At the very beginning, we have to say that we need validated sensors to start the story, because otherwise, if we do not use the validated sensors, the data will fake, you know, the whole overall result, and the statistical outcoming result is quite unreliable then. So for example, a 2% deviation can cause even a 20% deviation at the very end. It's amazing, but roughly 20 kind of parameters can be collected at the household of one and the elderly couple. To go on from the sensors, we need a teeny handy data concentrator and communicator hardware, which is an interactive mobile embedded machine-to-machine SIM host device with roughly 1,000 readings memory and capacity for GSM, Bluetooth, USB or SD solutions with multi-user architecture and the flexible scaling appropriate to communicate with the said sensors in the household. So it should be combined with a web-based data reporting application for end user and all other users in order to register themselves and to identify each further users. We need also, and it is very important, a kind of custom relation management system, an application, also a web application for the hub activation and data flow management from the data concentrator and the data transmitter. So with the help of this complex and sophisticated back office, practically, believe me or not, but sometimes the end user receives only a kind of compact information or a kind of colored sign, which is coming out from a so-called risk evaluation algorithm. Here you can see Framingham scoring, which is used for the cardiovascular monitoring of the people. And if you see, these kind of factors are the same we are measuring at home with the solution. So there is the gender and the aging, and also you can measure the blood pressure, cholesterol level, very simple, give the age of the certain end user, and you can find out what kind of risk this particular end user have and where it is developing from green to red. To operate this particular system, however, we need players, and this is already kind of, let's say, echo environment, so the sensor industry, and then the pharmacy for distribution, then the telco company, then the healthcare service provider, all are in the play. And based on the knowledge of a certain team who is historically knows what are the motivation of these particular players, we can make a lot of colors onto that picture, which means that we can make combinations of operating models. And this is also a key element, how to motivate the participants to establish an operating model. So you can see the telco is, for example, to provide this particular service together with these partners to make a service for an elderly household, or the pharmaco is simple sponsoring validation, healthcare provider to expand the patient sector, and so on. These models are, let's say, answering the question of the fear from dehumanization. So, oh no, so we do not create cyborgs, but working with people. And it is very important. We support these people with pre-calculated, assorted, and reliable data. And finally, they will decide, with the help of the technology, about the further, let's say, measurement towards the other people. You may ask from the bright future, so what could be the next step? So, to be honest, we think that this kind of simple, convenient service with the regularly collected data can bring new dimensions in the health, in the drug management, and also giving an everyday tooling, compact information for everyday end users with an orders relating to the follow-up management. In the more and more active elderly society, a new category of health and well-being will be emerging with the support of human and virtual communities and environment. And one more very important thing, however. So all these kind of solutions should meet with the data security, reliability, and other certificates. So I wish to thank for your attention. I think, sir, I'm beating the time. So hopefully, thank you very much. I'm waiting for you.